So just got to check on the big tech stories that we've been watching this morning as well, because we haven't really dug into them and the stock reaction as much. I'm talking about Amazon, of course. Amazon, after having a big drop yesterday and after Meta yesterday wiping off the most on record from its market value ever, Amazon could add the most in market value ever, depending on how much it gains today. The shares are up by nearly 11%. Fourth quarter sales coming out a little actually light of estimates, but earnings per share beating estimates. And the company really doing well, in particular on some of its growth segments. Amazon Web Services revenue up 40% to $17.8 billion. Operating profit there, $5.29 billion. Online sales actually slowing a little bit, Saz, but that's because last year was such a blockbuster in that area. But many of the other areas within Amazon doing pretty well. Alphabet's up there. I don't know why. We're talking Amazon. But what do you think there?
They both do cloud services, as we were just reminded by Ruth Porat, the CFO of Google, on with us a couple minutes ago. But look, two reasons why Amazon shares are ripping higher. One, you saw an acceleration in growth in Amazon Web Services. The market certainly likes to hear that. And I think you also heard a very interesting earnings call for them last night, which is not always the case with Amazon. Usually these calls from them are absolute snooze fests. But they did send a strong signal to the market that perhaps at least in the near term, they have reached a peak in how much they will spend in fulfillment and transportation. It's not that they're going to stop spending. Obviously, they have to continue to spend as their business grows. That's just how this thing works with Amazon, but perhaps not the same pace they had been over the past year because that has been pressuring margins. I think one of the biggest takeaways from this quarter is perhaps you could start to see operating profit acceleration as this year goes, as Amazon pulls back just a little bit on spending to, I think, just please Wall Street.
Yeah, and by and large, investors have been pretty patient with them when they do ramp up spending and then pull it back again, because investors have become accustomed to that cycle rather than it being really a sustained pressure on margins. I want to talk about Snap as well. And I would say also, oh, one other thing I want to mention with Amazon before we leave that one. Ad revenue. They disclosed ad revenue for the first time as a separate line item, and it was up 32% to $9.7 billion. I want to mention that and highlight that for a couple reasons and then segue to Snap from it. One, it was such a sharp contrast from what we heard from Meta, right? That really there is this divide here between companies that say they are affected by the Apple privacy tracking changes and those that are not as affected or are affected by the broader environment for advertising from companies that are still being hit by inflation and COVID. And so it's interesting that you're not seeing that same kind of effect necessarily on an Amazon or on a Snap, right? Snap reporting its first profit as a public company. It was not an expected profit. Analysts have been looking for a 9-cent loss there. And you see on an adjusted basis there also. $1.3 billion was the revenue number, and that was up by 42%. Speaking of 42%, that's how much the stock is up as well here today, Saz. Daily active users, 319 million for Snapchat as well.
Optics matter in big tech right now if you're going to hold an earnings call. And the optics from the Meta slash Facebook earnings call the other day was they're challenging. They're going through a challenging series of just a challenging period for that company as they adopt, you know, as they invest in the metaverse, as they try to cycle past these Apple iOS changes. Different tone, Julie, I would argue, on that Snap call yesterday. They sounded like a more confident bunch. They sounded like they have got these Apple iOS changes under control and will perhaps just really rid of the impact from them over the next couple of quarters. Also worth noting, quote, the team said, despite all this, all these headwinds I just mentioned, we continue to onboard new advertisers, which drove our active advertiser count to another all-time high. And again, that is just a different tone, different language than we heard from Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg on their earnings call. And I should also note this too, Snap wasn't out here. In fact, they did not mention TikTok like Zuckerberg mentioned on his call.
Yeah, that is interesting, not highlighting that competition. One more thing I want to mention. As the company developed new ways to measure that did not have to take into account that tracking, that sort of managed around the Apple tracking, they did caution. They offered a cautious note, which perhaps also is a sign of confidence to be able to manage expectations here. that it's going to take still a couple quarters for their clients to get used to those new measurements that don't include the Apple measurements. One thing I should mention as well, Snap's shares, by the way, having their best day so far in 4 years. It's amazing that it's not a record gain, but go figure. And Amazon set for its best day since October of 2017. Pinterest rounds out our trio of big tech, and Pinterest is up much less than the others because the numbers weren't quite as strong as with the others. You see the shares up 1.5% right now. It did have its first profitable full year, and earnings per share beat estimates. Revenue also beat estimates here, but monthly active users coming in a little below estimates, 431 million versus the 447.3 million that the company was estimating. For the full year, non-GAAP operating expenses going to be up 40%. So perhaps that's something that is also of concern here. And the company also here offering a similarly cautious note as to further regulation, further effect of differences to tracking that could have an effect on future numbers. Saz.
Julia, this quarter really didn't do it for me. As you mentioned, declines in key areas of their business. Also, they dropped this on their earnings call last night. As of February 1st, U.S. monthly active users were about 86.6 million, and global monthly active users were approximately 436.8 million. Now, I'm locked in on the U.S. number because that is not much of a change quarter over quarter or compared to some of the trends the company saw in the fourth quarter. So again, you know, I'm surprised the stock is not down on this report.
Well, it was down a lot yesterday, so that could be part of
along with everything else.
Part of that might be priced in. And speaking of things that were down a lot yesterday, can't leave without checking Meta, shares of Meta. Guess what? They're down again today. So interesting here because investors are looking at Amazon and they're looking at Snap and they're looking at Pinterest and they're saying, even more, what the heck happened to Meta? I think is the question, perhaps, that investors are asking this morning that is thrown into sharper relief by the outperformance of some of Meta's competitors, at least on the advertising front. So we're going to keep an eye on that stock as it continues to see a decline.